This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you pay a bill each month to watch television, there are now two possible big mergers to keep an eye on. One is officially in progress and facing the scrutiny of antitrust regulators, Comcast and Time Warner Cable. But a Wall Street Journal article today reports AT&T has reached out and touched DirecTV about a merger. Each of these companies, if they merge, would be sending bills to tens of millions of customers. Here to discuss the emerging TV, telephone, internet landscape is Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman. Mitchell, set this up for us. Who owns or wants to own what in this market?
Well, you have Comcast. It wants to buy Time Warner Cable to create the biggest cable company, and it would also have huge broadband internet. And then if AT&T could get DirecTV, it could shoot video to our smart devices and just generally compete better with a super mega bigger Comcast.
Now, as we've been reporting, regulators are already poking and prodding the Comcast-Time Warner deal. This new one, if it really happens, just as hard, harder, easier?
Well, you know, it may be a tough sell with the FCC. Comcast probably already is. Carl Howe is a tech analyst at the Yankee Group.
The FCC is faced with a very difficult choice. They can try to prohibit such mergers, which leaves a lot of smaller companies that may or may not be terribly competitive in the market, or they can allow them and then end up with monopolies.
So, you know, we could end up with a big three of internet, telephone, cable, TV companies, Comcast, AT&T, and Verizon. You know, they could bundle it all together for one low or maybe not so low price.
All right. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thank you.
You're welcome.